The third, that happened in that first year too. That first year that we were following him. It was back when we were in Jerusalem. It was another of the great festivals. And this time Jesus went to a place called Bethesda. It is on the far side of the temple. I think in your land you would call it Pools of Mercy, for it is said that sometimes the water is stirred up, and the first person to get into the water when the water is stirred up will be healed. Well, when Jesus went there, he spoke to a man who had been an invalid for 38 years. I don't know how it is in your land and your time, but in our land and our time, many people do not live for 38 years. So to be healed after 38 years, well, no one would consider it. But Jesus spoke to the man and asked if he wanted to be healed. The man said that there was never anyone there to help him into the water. Someone else always got there first. And then Jesus said to the man,
"Get up, take up your bedroll and walk."
And that's what the man did. He took up his bedroll and he stood up and he walked. He was healed and he'd been an invalid 38 years. Oh, the rejoicing that day. But it was also a day of troubles. For it was the Sabbath day. I don't know if you understand the Sabbath day. All the nations around us, they treat every day the same. But we keep one day every week holy to the Lord our God. Special. And we do no work on that day. And our rulers, they say what is work and what isn't. Well, they say that healing a man is work. And so they said that Jesus had broken the Sabbath. And it is one of the worst possible things that you can do to break the Sabbath. Oh, it upsets so many people. But in a funny way, I don't know whether it wasn't a good thing. Because, well, sometimes when the rulers of a land are upset about something and are talking about it, then the ordinary folk get to hear about it and get to talk about it. And so more and more folk, ordinary folk, came to hear Jesus and brought the people who were sick and an invalid to have them healed. It didn't matter whether we were in Jerusalem or whether we were in Capernaum. But that's how the next miracle happened.